Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen. Daf Chaf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in Fu'ash Shelema of David Ben Habiba by the Shasho family. El Na Refana Lo Betuch Shar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Ilu Nishmat of Raham Ben Esther. And also Hadas Bat Yehudit. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Chav Gimal Amud Sheni. And we are six lines before the lines get wide. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Derachim Rabbanan, Havu le benin rabbanan. Somebody that loves rabbis and loves tamidei hachamim, the rahim rabbanan, he will have children that will be rabbanan, that will be tamidei hachamim. Rashi explains, Havu le benin rabbanan, va'ahavato alehem ke'av al ben, which means there's a measure for measure over here. When a person loves the tamidei hachamim like a father loves a child, like a son, so therefore he will be blessed that he will have a son that will be a Tamid Hakam, that he will also love as well. Because Gemaran says, Demokir Rabbanan, somebody that respects, reveres rabbis, Havule Hat Navata Rabbanan, he will have sons-in-law that are rabbis. So you see there's a difference between loving the rabbi and respecting the rabbi. So the Ben Ish-Chai asks, what's the difference? So the way they explain it is, when a person loves the rabbi, he brings that feeling at home, which means he invites Hachamim to his house, and that permeates the environment of the house, and the children pick up on that feeling, and therefore they want to become who their father admires. So they become Tamidei Hachamim. One that respects rabbis is a lower level. When he sees a rabbi in public, he respects him, he kisses his hand, in synagogue, he says hello to him. But the children are not there to see that respect. So that fellow will have sons-in-law, meaning he himself respects rabbis. So he will choose for himself a son-in-law that is a Tamid Hakam. However, the children do not benefit from seeing it firsthand to be influenced like the first fellow that brings that ahava home. The last chidush on this, the dahil mirabbanan, somebody that fears rabbis, hu gufe ave tzurba mirabbanan, he himself will become a Tamid Hakam. That zechut will make that fellow a Tamid Hakam. The ilav, but if he's not worthy of such a thing, which means he's not capable to become a Tamid Hakam, Haba Mishtama'an Mile Ketsuba Merabbanan, his words will be listened to like a Tamid Hakam, meaning he'll have influence over people and people will hark his words. Comes the Gemaran, continues, Velo Beshem and Serefa. Now let's review. The Mishnah said one of the oils that one is not allowed to use on Friday night candles is Shemen Serefa. So the Gemara says, my Shemen Serefa. What is Shemen Serefa? Literally mean oil that's burnt. So what is this oil that's burnt? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Teruma Shenitme'a. This is referring to oil that was originally Teruma, which was Kodesh, and then it became Tameh. So the question is, V'amai Karu La Shemen Serefa. So why is that called Shemen Serefa? Ho'iv L'Serefa Omed. Since the law is, according to the Torah, you must burn teruma temea. Actually, it's a machloket lishonim if it's minat Torah or it's midrabanan. But the point is, you burn teruma temea, and since it has a deen to be burnt, so therefore it's called shemen serefa, shemen that is destined to be burnt. So the question is, ube Shabbat my tamalo. So why on Shabbat can't you use Shemen Serefa? What's the problem with it? Which means seemingly it should be very good. Mm-hmm. You would kill two birds with one stone. Use them to light the Friday night candles, and you'll burn it, and you'll have the light for Shabbat. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, mitok shemitzvah alav lebaro, since it's a mitzvah for him to burn the shemen serifah. Gezerah shemeyateh. We're worried that he might come to tilt the ner. Why? Because in his excitement and his zealousness to fulfill the mitzvah of burning shemen terumah shenitmeah, so therefore on Shabbat, what he might do? He might tilt the ner in order to have it burn quicker, because he wants to do the mitzvah of burning shemen shel terumah shenitmeah. So therefore, we do not want to use it on Friday night, because why? Because it might lead him to make a sin. Again, he's going to be excited to do this mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To burn shemen to terumah shenitmeah. So we don't want him to get involved with it, so he doesn't come to be overzealous and be mateh. Amale abaye elameata, according to what you're saying, be yom tov lishteri. On yom tov, that it should be permissible to use shemen serifah, because we know you're allowed to make fire on yom tov. So the gezerah should not apply to yom tov. Because what's the problem? What are you worried that he might come to flicker it? On Yom Tov, you're allowed to flicker the fire. They want to go, wait, alamat, and answer them, why did we learn in the Mishnah, and madlikim mishem and serifah be Yom Tov? So the Gemara says that what? It says we learned in a Mishnah, actually it's the next Mishnah that says, and madlikim mishem and serifah be Yom Tov. So then why can't you use shem and serifah on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, Gezerah Yom Tov Atu Shabbat. Which means the Gemara says, you're right. Really, on Yom Tov, it should be permissible. But we made a Gezerah that you can't use Shemen Serifah on Yom Tov, lest you come to use Shemen Serifah on Shabbat. Really, the applicable reason applies to Shabbat. But what? Then we go Zer Yom Tov Atu Shabbat. So Gemara says that Chizda Amar, Chizda is a different understanding over here. Rav Chisda says, "L'shemiyateh lo aishinan." He says, "Really, on Shabbat, you can also use shemen serifah, and we're not suspicious that the guy's going to come and flicker it in order to get it to burn faster." Abba Amishta said, "Velo b'shemen serifah." Yeah, but that's not referring to Shabbat according to Rav Chisda. What is it referring to? Elahacha biyom tov shechaliyot ahirim Shabbat askenan. We're talking about a specific case. We're talking about where Yom Tov fell out on Friday. And therefore, what's the problem? Lefi she'en sorfim kadashim b'yom tov. And the reason why we don't want the person to use shemen serifah on Yom Tov, specifically, because we have a rule, en sorfim kadashim b'yom tov. As we will learn later on, the Hakamim said we do not want somebody to burn Terumah Teme'ah on Yom Tov. Reason, we will see. But we see a source as well. So according to Rav Chisda, this is not a Shabbat law. On Shabbat, you can use Shemen Serifah. You might come to flicker, he's not Hoshesh. The whole deen of Al Mishnah that said Velo B'Shemen Serifah was in one specific case. Was on Yom Tov. For example, let's say Yom Tov fell out on a Friday. So on that day, Friday night, you want to light candles for Shabbat. Since it's Yom Tov, and by lighting the ner with shemen serifah, you're going to be coming to be burning shemen terumah shenitmeah, and that's forbidden on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, wait. But what do you mean? We learned in the next Mishnah, en madlikim b'shemen serifah b'yom tov. The next Mishnah clearly says, en madlikim b'shemen serifah b'yom tov. Michlal, implying, deresha, la b'yom tov askenan. It's mashma that what? That the first Mishnah is not talking about Yom Tov. Because otherwise it's redundant. Meaning our Mishnah says, Velo b'shemen serifah. The next Mishnah says, En madlikim b'shemen serifah b'yom tov. If you're telling me that our Mishnah that says, Velo b'shemen serifah means on Yom Tov, so what's the next Mishnah telling us? En madlikim b'shemen serifah b'yom tov. It's repeating the same deed over. Which is according to the first Shita, it's very good. Our Mishnah is referring to Shabbat. And when it says Velo b'shemen serifah, and the next Mishnah is referring to Yom Tov. Shabbat is Asur Shemeyateh, and Yom Tov is Asur Gezerash Yom Tov Atu Shabbat. Good, but according to Rav Chisda, that says no, on Shabbat Shemen serifah is permissible. and the old Isur of Shemitz Chva is on Yom Tov. So why the repetition? Why is Amishnah saying Velo B'Shemitz Chva? The next Mishnah says Ein Madikim B'Shemitz Chva B'Yom Tov. So the Gemara says Amar Av Hanina Mesura Ma Ta'am Kamar. The Mishnah is working with a style of giving the reason. Ma Ta'am, what is the reason? Meaning Ma Ta'am Ein Madikim B'Shemitz Chva B'Yom Tov. Which means our Mishnah just tells us the deen. Velo b'shemitz serifa. To eat on Yom Tov, you cannot use shemitz serifa. The next Mishnah is going into the reason. Why did we tell you in the previous Mishnah that you can't use shemitz serifa on Yom Tov? Because en madlikim shemitz serifa b'yom tov, as the Gemara explains on that Mishnah, lefi she'en sorfim kadashim b'yom tov. Because we're not allowed to burn kadashim that became tameh on Yom Tov. Which means the next Mishnah is giving us the reasoning, and our Mishnah is just giving us the fact. The fact is, v'lo b'shemitz serifa. Din. Matam, why can't you do it on Yom Tov? Or that's what we have the next Mishnah for. The next Mishnah is where we learn the logic why you can't use Shemitz Rabbi Yom Tov. And why is that? Because for whatever reason you're allowed to be Soref, things that are Kodesh, on Yom Tov. Comes again and says, Tanya Kivatei Rav Chasda. We have a Braita to support Rav Chasda. Again, Rav Chasda's logic is what? That only Semen Sinefaz Asur on Yom Tov. So he says, what's the Braita say? Kol Elu She'amru. All these oils that we said, En Madlikim Bahen Shabbat, that we cannot use on Shabbat, Madlikim Bahen B'Yom Tov. You can use those oils on Yom Tov. Chutz M'Shemen Serefa. Except for Shemen Serefa, because you're not allowed to be Suref Kadashim on Yom Tov. So you have a Braita that clearly says, on Yom Tov, you cannot use Semen Serefa. So the Tosafot comes along and asks on this proof. Actually, this Braita is not like Rav Chasda. Because Rav Chasda holds, you can use it on Shabbat. Shemen Serefa on Shabbat is Mutar. On Yom Tov it's Asur. This Braita says, it's Mashma, that all the oils that you can't use on Shabbat, you can use on Yom Tov. Except for Shemen Serefa, which is Mashma, you can't use it on Shabbat, as well as Yom Tov. That's not Rav Chasda. Rav Chasda says you can use Shemen Serefa on Shabbat. So the Tosafot, Dibura Metchil Tanya Kivateh, adjusts the Braita a little. And it says, the Yesh Lomar, I'm reading inside the Tosafot, the Haki Kamar, Kol Elu Shamnu Em Madikim Shabbat, Madikim B'Yom Tov. The first statement stays the same. Anything that you can't use on Shabbat, you can use on Yom Tov. The Kol Sheken Oto Shem Madikim B'Shabbat, Madikim B'Yom Tov. And all the more so, the ones that you can use on Shabbat are permissible to use on Yom Tov. Except for Shemen Serefa, that even though you can use it on Shabbat, you can't use it on Yom Tov. Gezerah, I mean not Gezerah, because En Sorfim Kadashim B'Yom Tov. So then once you adjust the Braita like that, Shemen Serefa also would be permissible on Shabbat as well. Comes the Gemara further, Ibayelehu. The Gemara has a question, Ma'u Lazkir Shel Hanukkah B'Birkat HaMazon. Is it necessary to mention Hanukkah in the Birkat HaMazon, meaning Ala Nisim, Bimei Mordechai Be'Esther? Now, this question seemingly is coming from left field. And Tosafot really asked that. Tosafot in the Dibur B'Chad Ibaya says, Tema, De'ach Milta Havil La'Suke Le'ayel Gabem Yileh De'Hanukkah. Which means, we left the Hanukkah subject. We went into Shemitz Serefa already. We moved on. So this sugya is, according to Tosafot, he doesn't know why it surfaced over here. It should have been already discussed early when we were discussing Milei de Hanukkah. In any event, the Gemara's question is, do you have to mention Hanukkah in the Birkat HaMazon? Now, what's the two sides of the question? Kevan de Midrabanan, who, maybe you'll tell me, listen, since the whole holiday is Midrabanan, is rabbinical, no Madkirina, and therefore the rabbis do not obligate us to mention it. Or maybe you'll say, no, since the whole purpose is to publicize the miracle, so therefore we should have to mention it. So the rabbi says, in the name of Rav Huna, really you're not obligated to mention Al Nisim and Bimei Mordechai in the Birkat HaMazon. But if he wants to mention Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon, Maskir Behoda'a. So the proper place where he should mention it is in the Beracha of Ritzeh. because the berakha v'netzeh, and we said the berakha modim. What's the berakha modim? Modim is giving thanks. So therefore, it makes sense to make the berakha al nesim and bimei modeh, bimei Mordechai was saying bimei matityahu, of course, bimei matityahu. That's a mistake on my part. Bimei matityahu ben Yohanan. Obviously, it's Hanukkah, it's not Purim. But the point is, it's giving thanks to God for the miracle. So it makes sense to put that passage in the berakha of modim. Nodelecha. Let me review again. In the Birkat HaMazon, in Nodelecha, because that's the Berakha that talks about giving gratitude, so it makes sense to put the Al Nesim there. Now, of course, the Gemara only asked on Birkat HaMazon. Why didn't the Gemara ask on the Amidah? Let's ask that question. That's actually Tosfot's question. Jeez, for some reason, the Gemara had an issue with Birkat HaMazon. Are you obligated or not? But when it came to Tefillah, Tefillah was obvious. So Tosafot in Dibura Matkil, Ma'u Nazkir, Shtachanukah Birkat HaMazon says, B'Tefillah Pshita Le De Mazkir. In Tefillah, it was obvious that you should mention Shtachanukah, Mishum De Tefillah B'Siburu, Vika Pesume Nisa. Jeez, it's obvious the level of Pesume Nes, of publicizing the miracle of Tefillah that's done in Sibur, which done with the minyan at least, there the Gemara says, for sure you have to mention Hanukkah, because there's a definite level of Pirsum HaNes. Birkat HaMazon is much less Pirsum HaNes. It could be done privately, so it's much less. Furthermore, Tefillah is mandatory. You have to pray every day. You don't have to say Birkat HaMazon every day. So therefore, the Gemara did not question the obligation of Tefillah, but it questioned the Birkat HaMazon. And the Gemara's conclusion is, you don't have to really mention it, but if you want to mention it, you mention the Berakha of Nodeh Lecha. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rava. It says that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda found himself in the house of Rava. Savar Lad Kure Bebone Yerushalayim. So he wanted to mention Al Nisim in the Berakha of Bone Yerushalayim. It seems he wanted to do that because that's what we also mention Ya'aleh V'yavoh. When it comes to holidays, let's say Rosh Chodesh, that's where we insert the area, the part that mentions the day. So he wanted to do the same thing for Hanukkah. So he says, Amar Lehu Rav Sheshad Ketfilah. He said, no, Birkat HaMazon follows the order of Tefillah. Ma Tefillah Behoda'ah. Just like in Tefillah, the Al Nesim is in Modim. Birkat HaMazon Behoda'ah. So too Birkat HaMazon is also in Hoda, meaning Nodelecha. Now, it makes sense because Al Nisim and Bimei Matityah is not a prayer. It's a praise. It's Halel Vehoda'ah. Ya'aleh V'yavoh is a Tefillah. We're asking God for things. Therefore, it makes sense to put Ya'aleh V'yavoh in the Beracha Bonei Yerushalayim, which is Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, which is a Beracha of a request. It's a Beracha of a supplication. So therefore, it makes sense to put Ya'aleh V'yavoh there, where we're asking for things. But Al Nesim and Bimei Matityahu is not a request for anything. It's a totally Sheva. Therefore, it makes sense to put it in the Berakha of Nodeh in Birkat HaMazon, and in the Berakha of Modim in the Amidah. Comes the Gemara and continues, Ibai Elihu. Ma'ulas ki Rosh Chodesh b'Birkat HaMazon. Is one obligated to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birkat HaMazon? Meaning, Ya'aleh V'yavoh. If you're going to tell me on the side that, well, Hanukkah, which is only the Rabbanan, maybe you don't have to. However, Rosh Chodesh Deoraita Tzarich. Rosh Chodesh is already Deoraita. It's a Torah concept. So therefore, maybe you know, if we had a question on Hanukkah, that's only because it was rabbinical. But Rosh Chodesh is Deoraita, then for sure you have to mention it. Odilma kevan de lo asur ba'asiyat melacha lo maskirinan. Or maybe we'll say, since really Rosh Chodesh is not a holiday, in the sense that you're not allowed to go to work, on Rosh Chodesh work is permissible. So then maybe, even though it's a Deoraita day, but since the day is not forbidden in melacha, so therefore maybe it's not so strict that we have to mention it in the Birkat HaMazon. So comes the Gemara and says, Rav Amar Maskir. Rav says you have to mention Ya'aleh V'yavoh Rosh Chodesh in the Birkat HaMazon. Rav Amar Maskir. Rav Hanina Amar Eno Maskir. So the Gemara, we have a machloket. Amar Rav Zirika. So Rav Zirika said, Nekot de Rav Biyadach. take the halakha of Rav in your hand, which means mention Ya'aleh v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh in the Birkat HaMazon. We go like Rav. Why? The Ka'e Rabbi Oshaya Kivateh. Because we found a Tana, Rav Oshaya, that also goes with that same opinion. Where's Rav Oshaya's opinion? The Tani Rav Oshaya. We have a Blaita from Rav Oshaya. What does it say in the Blaita? Yamim Sheyesh Bem Korban Musaf. Days that have Korban Musaf. For example, Kegon Rosh Chodesh V'Holosh El Mo'ed. Rosh Chodesh was Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed is the intermediate days of the holidays. For example, of Pesach and Sukkot. Those days what? Have something in common. They both have Korban Musaf. So what is the deen of the Braita? Arbit, Veshachrit, Umincha, which means in the Tefillot of the day, Mitpalel Shemona Esre, of course you pray the Amidah, Ve'omer Me'en HaMe'ora Ba'avodah. So first thing is, you say Ya'aleh V'yavo in the Beracha of Retzeh, which we do. On Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, we say Ya'aleh V'yavo in Retzeh. Why do we say it in Retzeh? Because the whole purpose of Ya'aleh V'yavo is we're asking for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash so we can go back to Yerushalayim. So it makes sense to put that in the Beracha of Retzeh, where we talk about going back, so that's the first din of the Blaita. Ya'aleh v'yavo in the Amidah. V'im lo amar, and if you missed it, you didn't say Ya'aleh v'yavo in Rosh Chodesh or in Chol HaMoed, mahazrin oto. You have to repeat the Amidah. V'en bahen kiddusha ala kos. There's no kiddush on Rosh Chodesh, and there's no kiddush on Chol HaMoed. Yeah, that's another din. V'yesh b'em hazkara b'birkat hamazon. And there is mentioning in birkat hamazon, meaning you mention Ya'aleh v'yavo on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh. So we have a clear braita that is going like the opinion of Rav, that says you must mention Ya'aleh v'yavo in birkat hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. Now the braita is going to finish. It means there's more to this braita. The proof already we got from the Braita. But the Gemara brings the rest of the Braita so we can learn more dinim. Yamim she'em behem korban musaf. Days that there is no korban musaf, kegon, for example, sheni v'hamishi, like Mondays and Thursdays, v'tanuyot, fast days, u'ma'amadot. Ma'amadot, we'll explain in a moment, but the Gemara is telling us there are three cases now that we're going to discuss where there is no Korban Musaf. What are the days that there's no Korban Musaf? Mondays and Thursdays. So the Gemara is going to say, hold on, Mondays and Thursdays? What's Mondays and Thursdays? Why not Tuesdays and Wednesdays? Every day there's no Korban Musaf. What did it pick? Mondays and Thursdays as a day that there's no Musaf. There has to be something special about Mondays and Thursdays. So the Gemara says, Sheni v'hamishi may avid tayu. What is so special about Mondays and Thursdays? What about Monday and Thursday that you're telling me it's a day that doesn't have Musaf? Goes, no. Ela sheni v'hamishi v'sheni. That means Monday, Thursday, and Monday shel ta'aniyot, of the fast days. Which means in the olden days when there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael, there was no rain, the rabbis would proclaim fast days. Now these fast days happened in groups. They didn't fast 3 days in a row. They would fast on a Monday, following Thursday, and then the following Monday. So on those days, those are special days in the sense that we have added prayers. For example, we have to say Anenu in the Amidah on those days. Anenu is inserted in the Amidah, which is a special prayer that we ask God to answer us on the fast day. And we say Ha'oneh La'amo Yisrael Be'et Sarah, even ends with a Beracha. So therefore, that Monday and Thursday was not just any arbitrary Monday and Thursday. It was Monday, Thursday, Monday of a series of fasts. That's the first case. U'ma'amadot. What's Ma'amadot? In the Beit HaMikdash, every day they used to bring Korban, Tamid. They brought a Korban in the morning, and a Korban in the afternoon. Tamid Shel Shachar, v'Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Every Jew is obligated to bring this Korban. This is a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael. So the question of the Gemara is, in Ta'anit, how could a person be obligated to bring a Korban, and he's not there? Which means, if Am Yisrael is obligated on the Korban, all the Jewish people should have to go to Jerusalem every morning and stand there and watch the Korban being brought for them. So the Gemara says that that's why they instituted the concept called Ma'amadot. Ma'amadot is representation, which means they split the Jewish people, the Yisraelim, into 24 groups. Every week another group goes to Yerushalayim and stands in the Beit HaMikdash and represents us as for our agents in the Korban Tamid. Now the Ma'amadot group, part of the group stands in the Beit HaMikdash and the other group stays in their cities and goes to the Beit HaKnesset and prays special prayers the whole week that God will accept the Korban Tamid of Klal Yisrael. So again, you have the half the Ma'amad is in Jerusalem and half the Ma'amad is in their synagogues praying. Now, Anshe Ma'amad would fast the entire week. They had to fast on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. They fasted 4 days a week. They were able to eat at night. The fasting was again so that God will accept the Korban Tamid. So now we have two cases. We have the Ta'anit days and we have the Ma'amad days. So again, what does the Braita say? Arbit v'shachrit u'mincha. Again, in Arbit and Shachrit u'mincha, in the Tefillot, mitpalel shemona esle. Of course, you pray the Amidah. Ve'omer me'en ha'me'ora v'shomei ha'tefillah. You must mention the day in shomei ha'tefillah. What's the mentioning of the day of a fast day or a Ma'amad day? That is the Tefillah of Anenu. So Anenu must be mentioned in the Berakah of shomei Tefillah, the imlo amar. But if you did not say it, and mahazirin oto, you do not repeat the Amidah on account of anenu. Skip the parentheses. Ve'en ba'en askara bebirkat hamazon, and there is no mention of anenu in the birkat hamazon or of the day in birkat hamazon. Rashi says shel arbit bechnisato, meaning the fast starts in the day. Let's take example the Ma'amad fast. It starts on Monday. So technically, when does Monday start in the Jewish religion? Sunday night. Now, even though you're allowed to eat on Sunday night, but technically it's still Monday. So the Hadush of the Gemara says, on Sunday night, if you eat and make Birkat HaMazon, you don't have to mention anything about the Ma'amad. Or the more so on the night after the fast, where you're breaking your fast, or the more so you will not have to mention something about the Ma'amad in the Birkat HaMazon. You only have to mention it in the Amidah. So the two dinim of the Braita. The first din of the Braita was talking about Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And there it said, you must mention Ya'aleh v'yavoh, both in the Amidah, both in Birkat HaMazon. Second din of the Braita, on Ta'aniyot and on Ma'amadot, you mention Anenu in Shomei HaTefillah. If you forgot it, you don't have to go back, and there is no mention of it in Birkat HaMazon. Ibai Yehudi, the Gemara has a question. Ma'u lazkir shel Hanukkah b'musafin. Oh, now the Gemara has a dilemma like this. So you told me you're going to mention Hanukkah in the Tefillot. But what about Tefillat Musaf? Now, is there Tefillat Musaf on Hanukkah? Yes. On Shabbat Hanukkah and on Rosh Chodesh. That always falls out on Hanukkah. Rosh Chodesh Tevet is one of the days of Hanukkah. So they want to know, on that, on those Musafin that you pray, on those days of Hanukkah, do you mention Hanukkah? Why not? So the Gemara says, Kevan delet be musaf bedideh lo matkirina, because it's not that Hanukkah brought the Musaf. The Musaf is coming for either Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, could be they did not make it mandatory to mention Hanukkah in Musaf. Musaf is not a Hanukkah item. It's a Shabbat item or Rosh Chodesh item. Or Dilma, or maybe we look at it like this. Yomu shehayav b'arba tefilot. We go after the day. Bottom line. Today is Shabbat Hanukkah, and there's 4 tefilot. All the tefilot will get Hanukkah on the Nesim in it. The dilemma the Gemara is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it in specifics, or do you look at it as the general day? If you're going to look at it in specifics, then you're going to say what? No, on the Nesim. Because bottom line, this is Musaf. Musaf is not a Hanukkah tefillah. Therefore, Don't say it. Or do you say, no. We go after the day. Bottom line, today, Shabbat, Hanukkah. Bottom line now, we're supposed to pray Tefillat Musaf, so all the Tefillot get one general mentioning. You go after the day, or do you go after the prayer? If you go after the prayer, there will be no Al Nesim. If you go after the day, bottom line now, today's Hanukkah. So what? All the Tefillot, just like in Shacharit, you said Al Nesim? In Minha, you said Al Nesim? Of course, on Shabbat of Hanukkah, we say it to Al Nesim. Oh, so that's one Musaf as well. So the Gemara says we have a great mahalokan on this. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda de Amri Tarvayu eno maskir. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, no, we go after the specific. Musaf, no Al Nesim. Rav Nachman and Rav Yohanan de Amri Tarvayu maskir. However, Rav Nachman and Rav Yohanan both said, you mentioned it. Amar Abayel Rav Yosef had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda that said, you don't mention it in Musaf, that you go after the specific tefillah, de Ravhu. That's actually also the opinion of Rav. Why? De Amar Rav Gidal Amar Rav. Because we have a statement of Rav Gidal, the name of Rav. That said what? Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yod B'Shabbat. Let's get the case. It's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbat. What happened? Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbat. And now you're going, you have Haftarah. On Shabbat we have Haftarah. So the fellow goes up Maftir, he reads the Haftarah. After he reads the Haftarah, he makes Berachot. The last Berachah, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh. Also, what does he say? Does he say Mekadesh HaShabbat, period? Or does he say Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael V'Rashe Chodashim? Since it's also Rosh Chodesh. So Rav said, Eno Tzarich Lazkir Shel Rosh Chodesh. You do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the beracha of the Haftarah. Why? Shel male Shabbat en navi b'Rosh Chodesh. Because what brings the Haftarah? Shabbat. If it was just Rosh Chodesh, there is no Haftarah. So therefore you see what? Rav goes after the specific item. Since this item, Haftarah, is a Shabbat item, and it's not a Rosh Chodesh item, no mention. So he sold the same thing by Musaf on Hanukkah. Since Musaf on Hanukkah is not a Hanukkah item, it's a Shabbat item, therefore don't mention. So the Gemara is trying to say Rav will agree with that opinion. Gemara says, Midameh, is that a fair analogy? It's not a good analogy. Why? Hatam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh Lekaklal. Over there in the case of the Haftarah, there is no connection to the Haftarah at all, which means we don't read Haftarah Rosh Chodesh at all. However, Hacha, but by Hanukkah, Iteh Be'arbit V'Shachrit U'Mincha. There is Hanukkah in the Tefillot, which means we do mention Hanukkah in the other Tefillot of the day. So therefore you can make a Hiluk if you'd want to, which means you could say, listen, Rav maybe only said his case by the Haftarah, where it's not Shayach to Rosh Chodesh at all. So therefore, do not mention it. But here we're discussing Tefillah. We're discussing the Tefillah of Musaf. Don't we mention Hanukkah in the other Tefillot? Yes, we say Hanukkah on Zahrit, even Hanukkah of Shabbat. We say Hanukkah and all the other ones. So therefore, could be that when it comes to Hanukkah Musaf, you'll mention it just like you mentioned it in the other Tefillot. But Rosh Chodesh, it's got nothing to do with the Haftarah. So the Gemara says, fine. If you want to compare the case of Hanukkah, compare it to this statement of Rav. The Amar Rav Achtaboy. Amar Rav Rav Matna. Amar Rav Yom Tov. Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. So let's get the case. Shabbat Yom Tov. HaMaftir B'Navi B'Mincha. The fellow that goes up for Maftir, for Haftarah in Mincha. Now you're all thinking, what do you mean? When do we have Haftarah in Minha? So that she right away tells us it was the custom at one period of our history that we used to read Haftarah also on Shabbat Minha. Tosfot actually tells us it wasn't Navi per se, it was Ketubim. We read different passages from the scriptures. In any event, there was a time where this happened. So now the fellow has to make Berachot again. He has to definitely say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat, at the end of the Haftarah. does he say Mekadesh Shabbat Yisrael Vazimanim? Does he also mention Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, you do not mention Yom Tov in that beracha. Why? She'elmale Shabbat en Navi b'mincha b'Yom Tov. Which means, what's bringing that haftarah? Shabbat, not Yom Tov. So therefore, you go after the specific. And this is a very good case, because even though we mention Yom Tov in all the other tefillot, it's on Shabbat Yom Tov. We mention Yom Tov in Shacharit, and Mincha, and Arbit. However, when it came to this item, since it's not the Yom Tov that's bringing the haftarah, it's the Shabbat, so Rav says what? Don't say it. Which means he says you delete it. So therefore we'll say the same thing by Hanukkah. Even though you mention Hanukkah in the other tefillot, but by Musaf, that's not a Hanukkah. Hanukkah does not bring the Musaf. Therefore, don't mention it. So therefore, we brought a proof from Rav that he holds that what you would not mention al-Nisim in the Musaf. Comes the Gemara in its conclusion, Vele tilcheta kechol hanesh machteta. Halakha does not follow anything that we just said above. What's anything? So Rashi tells us, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda. First of all, we don't go like Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda that said you don't say it in Musaf. Ela, we hold you do say Al Nisim in Musaf on Hanukkah. Rashi continues, v'Rav Gidal v'Rav Achdaboy. And regarding Rav Gidal also, Rav Gidal's deen was that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftarah of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, you do. And we don't go like Rav Achdaboy that says what? In the case of Shabbat Mincha on Yom Tov, you don't mention Yom Tov? You do. So Rashi's telling you, we mention the day on anything. Even though it's not specific to the day, you say it in Musaf, you say it in the Haftarot, on the Shodesh, on Yom Tov, etc. So who do we follow then? Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi say, Yom Kippurim Shechal Yod B'Shabbat. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbat. Habit Palel Ne'ilah, person that's praying the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, Sarich Lazkir Shel Shabbat. He must mention in the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, Shabbat, the way that she says it, you would say, "V'titen lanu Hashem Elokeinu et Yom HaManoach ve'et Yom HaKippurim." Yom HaManoach is referring to Shabbat, in the day of rest. So you must mention Shabbat in Ne'ilah. So comes the Gemara and says, "Yom Ushenetchayev Barbat Tefillot." Even though what brought Ne'ilah, Kippur, Shabbat didn't bring the Ne'ilah. But we don't look at it as the specific prayer, we look at it as the day. Bottom line, today is Shabbat Kippur. How many tefillot are you supposed to pray on Shabbat Kippur? 4 tefillot in the day. Therefore, all the tefillot get Shabbat in it. We go after the day. So same thing by Hanukkah. Hanukkah, on a regular day, there's no Musaf. On a day, there's Musaf. The tefillot get the same mention, because you go after the Yom. So comes again what God says, Kasha hilcheta ahilcheta. We have a contradiction in halachot here. Why? Amart, you just told me hilcheta ke Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi. You told me that what? We follow Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi, that what? We go after the day. Dekaima lan hilcheta ke Rava. But we also know that we follow Rava regarding a different law. What's that law? The Gemara is going to tell us right away. De'amar Rava, Rava tot. Yom tov shechal yod b'Shabbat. Yom Tov and Shabbat. Shaliach Simura Yored Efnei HaTeva Arbit. The Chazan of Arbit. Get the case. It's Friday night. It's Shabbat, obviously, and Yom Tov. So now the Gemara says, the Chazan on Friday night, Eno Tzarich Lazkir Shel Yom Tov. He does not have to mention Yom Tov. Does not have to mention Yom Tov. Where? Oh, in the Beracha Me'ein Sheva. On Friday night, we have a special beracha that's said after the Amidah. It's called the beracha of Me'ain Sheva. And that beracha we conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat. The Gemara is telling you here, if it's Shabbat Yom Tov, the Chazan does not make any mention of Yom Tov in that beracha. He does not say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael HaZemanim. He just says Mekadesh HaShabbat. Why? Shel Maleh Shabbat. Because if it wasn't for Shabbat, En Shaliach Sibur Yored Arbit B'Yom Tov. The Chazan would not make Me'in Sheva. Which is, what brings Me'in Sheva? Shabbat. So therefore, what are we seeing over here? You're specific. Mm-hmm. You just told me you're going like Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi that says what? You go after the day. Bottom line, the day is Hanukkah, all the tefillot have the Anasim in it, put the Anasim everywhere. Then you tell me in the same breath that we go like Rava. What does Rava say? Yeah, and the Sheva on Yom Tov, don't mention Yom Tov. Why? Because it's not a Yom Tov item, it's a Shabbat item. So therefore it goes after the Shabbat, because it's a specific. So make up your mind. So the Gemara says, nah, Hachi Hashtah. Are you comparing? What's the comparison? Hachi Hashtah, these things compatible? Why? Hatam, over there, Bidinu dafilu b'Shabbat nameh lo tzarich. Regarding Me'en Sheva, you really don't have to even mention it on Shabbat. Which means, it's Shabbat didn't even bring this. This is not even considered a Shabbat item. Oh, so then what is it? V'Rabbananu d'tikune mishum sakana. The rabbis just established Me'en Sheva because of danger. What's the danger? In the olden days, they used to pray out in the fields. During the week, we used to really pray in the city. They used to pray at home. But on Friday night, they used to stop work early. They used to all go out to the fields to pray. Now, they were concerned, the rabbis. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us there are certain mazikim, certain demons that are out on Friday night. And these demons can attack if a person's walking alone. So what were they worried? A guy might show up late to synagogue on Friday night. And what's going to happen? He's going to be playing catch-up, and the Sibur is going to finish. They are going to leave, and he's going to be alone. Now he's going to walk home alone, sakana, because of the mazikin. So what did the rabbis institute? In order to slow down everybody, they added a beracha me'en sheva, and the Chazan would say it very slow, in order that the guys who came late, they'd catch up, so everybody would walk out of the synagogue together. So therefore, that's not necessarily for Shabbat. It's just because the situation is sakana. So therefore, it makes sense. Right, listen, we're not going to mention Yom Tov for this item, because this was not established on Yom Tov. Why? You'll ask a question. Why? On Yom Tov, they didn't go to the synagogue? Why? They didn't have the same issue? So different explanations were said. Mahazor Vitri has a wonderful explanation. He says, well, the law of Mazikim is that if there is light, the Mazikim cannot damage you. If there's light, in a place where there's light. So on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry a torch. So therefore, on the way out of Israel, even if the guy's alone, he could have his torch and walk within the Mazikim, won't get him. So therefore, we see that this Tekana was made really only for Shabbat, but not for Shabbat per se. It was made for Sekana. So therefore, there's no purpose to mention Yom Tov in the Beracha of Me'en Sheva. However, the Gemara says, Abalacha, Yom Ushinitayev Barbat Tefilot. But on the case of Hanukkah, bottom line, the case of Kippur, let's say what Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was talking about, bottom line, the day, Shabbat Kippur, you're obligated to pray for Tefilot. Finish. All the Tefilot now are going to be in unison. They're going to be one deen. You'll mention Shabbat even in Ne'ilah, because it goes after the day. Man, Sheva is not for the day. It wasn't even established per se for Shabbat. Established medin sakana. So therefore we say it where it was established. On Shabbat, mishum sakana. But there's no reason to mention it on Yom Tov. Comes the Gemara and continues. Velo be'aliyah, velo be'chelev. Let's review what our Mishnah said. We're also talking about fuels that are not good for Shabbat. One of those fuels, it says, ve'lo b'chelev. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Then it says, further in the Mishnah, that Nachum HaMadi omer, madlikim b'chelev mevushal. So Nahum HaMadi is coming to argue on Tanakama. Tanakama said, Velo Behedev. He did not make a Hiluk, a difference what type of Hedev. If it was cooked, if it was not cooked. Lo Behedev, all Hedev cannot be used as a fuel. Hedev is fat. All the fats cannot be used as a fuel. Nahum HaMadi Omer, Nahum HaMadi comes along and says, in the Mishnah, no, Madikim Hedev Mevushal. He argues on Tanakama. He says what? Hedev Mevushal is okay if it was cooked. Mishnah continues. V'akamim omrim, ehad mevushal, ve'ad she'eno mevushal, ema dikim bo. Whether it's cooked, whether it's not cooked, ema dikim bo. So you have three opinions. Tanakama, Nahum HaMadi, and Hakamim. If you think about it, Tanakama and Hakamim are the exact same opinion. Tanakama is saying, ve'no be'chedev. Hakamim are saying, ehad mevushal, ve'ad she'eno mevushal, ema dikim bo. So the Gemara says, Hakamim, ha'inu Tanakama. The third opinion of Hakamim is exactly the first opinion of Tanakama. So the Gemara says, Ika benayu de Rav Biruna Amar Rav. There is a difference between them. If you remember, we learned above the Hiddush of Rav Biruna. What did he teach? He said, if you have Halev, which let's say is not Kashin, whether it's Mevushal, whether it's Eno Mevushal. But he said, if you would add some kosher oil into it, if you would mix and put some kosher oil into it, the Biruna said, it's kashir. Also, now we see there is a way that Halev can be used if it's mixed with kashir oil. That was Shitat Rav Biruna. And what was his logic? Because really he said, Halev should be permissible. Halev Mevushal technically should be permissible. But what we made a gizran, Halev Mevushal, that you might come to use Halev She'enu Mevushal. Okay, but in a case where you put oil, kosher oil into it, into the Halev Mevushal, that far, they did not make a gizra. Because really now there's kosher oil in there. So the Gemara says, that's the difference between opinion number one in our Mishnah, and opinion number three. One of those opinions will say, if you put shemen kasher in the halev mevushal, kasher. Which opinion? Opinion number one or opinion number three? The Gemara says, ve'la mesayme. But we don't know. We don't know. It's not clear. It's not marked, so to speak. We don't know which one of the opinions. We know one of the opinions will be lenient in that case. Is it opinion number one, Tanakama or Hakamim? Don't be saying me. But bottom line, there is a practical nafkamina between the opinions. Comes the Gemara and continues. En madlikim b'shemen serefa b'yom tov. As we learned earlier in the daf, that what? You're not allowed to light with shemen serefa on yom tov. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, En madlikim b'itran. Rabbi Ishmael says you cannot use etran. What is etran? Rashi says pisultad de zifta. It's the residue of the pitch. It seems that that has a very foul smell to it when you light it. And therefore, pinekebod Shabbat, we do not want you to use this as an oil. Bachanim matirim bechol hashemanim. But the rabbis allow you to use all fuels, all oils. Well, what are they? B'shemen shum shemin, that would be sesame oil. B'shemen egozim, nut oil. B'shemen sinonot, that would be oil made from radishes. B'shemen dagim, that would be fish oil. B'shemen pakuot, as she says, pakuot dala'at, that would be from the gourd family. Dala'at midbari. Shemen pakot be'etran. Etran we just said is from the residue of the pitch. Ubeneft. Neft, Rashi says, it's a mean shemen. It's a type of oil, shereihora, that has a very bad smell to it as well. So Hakamim are really matir all types of oil, even etran, even neft. Rabbi Tarfon omer, en madlikin ela b'shemen zayit bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you're only allowed to use olive oil for the lighting of the Friday night candles. Comes the Gemara and analyzes. My Tama. You just told me in the opening statement of the Mishnah that En Madikim B'Shemen Serefa B'Yom Tov. that you're not allowed to use shimen sirifa. What is shimen sirifa? We learned already. It's shimen of teruma that became teme'ah that really you have to burn. So therefore, what are we saying? You cannot use that on Yom Tov. Why? Gemara says, my tama, lefishe'en sorfim kadashim b'yom tov. Because we're not allowed to burn things of Kodesh on Yom Tov. And therefore, Terumah, let's say, is Kodesh, became Tameh, so therefore you cannot burn it, the Deen, and Sarfim Kodeshim Yom Tov. Now there is a different shitot over here. Why? The Gemara is going to bring actually Pesukim to prove this. Let's go to the first Pesuk, for example. Minah HaNemideh. What's the source that you can't burn Kodashim on Yom Tov? What's the source? Minah HaNemideh is always looking for a biblical source. Amar Hizkiyah. V'chen Tana de Behizkiyah. Learned in the Bet Midrash of Hizkiyah. Amar Kera, we have a Pesuk. This Pesuk is by Korban Pesach. Ve'lo totiru mimenu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave over from the Korban Pesach till the morning. V'anotar mimenu ad boker. But the leftovers that you leave over till the morning, what do you do with it? The Pasuk ends. Ve'esh tesrofu. You have to burn it in the fire. Now, she'en tamud lomar ad boker. It doesn't have to say the second ad boker. Which means the Pasuk could have said like this, Lo totiru mimenu ad boker, v'hanotar mimenu, v'esh tesrofu. Why does it have to say, Lo totiru mimenu ad boker, v'hanotar mimenu ad boker, what, boker, boker, how many times do you want to say the word boker? So the Gemara says, Matamu domar ad boker. What's the second ad boker? Da katuv litenu boker sheni l'srefato. It's coming to tell you, you don't burn it the next boker, the following boker, Ela, you burn it the day after. Let's review. Korban Pesach, you bring on Yom Tov. Let's say you bring in the Korban Pesach on Tuesday night. Tuesday night is Yom Tov. Tuesday night is Yom Tov. Even though it says, Lo Badu Pesach. Okay, so make it Wednesday night Yom Tov. Okay, Wednesday night is Yom Tov. So now what are you doing? You bring the Korban Pesach. You brought the Korban Pesach. You had leftovers. Leftovers is Thursday morning. Thursday morning is still Yom Tov. Still Yom Tov. So it says no. You can't burn it on Yom Tov. You have to wait until the following morning. Friday morning. Friday morning would be the first day of Chol HaMoed. How do we know that from? Again, Lo Totiru Mimenu Ad Boker. That would take you to Thursday morning. Pushes it to Friday morning. Which means, what are you learning from there? We don't want you to burn kadashim that are not viable now on Yom Tov. So the same thing with Terumah, Teme'ah. We don't want you to burn it on Yom Tov. That is the deen. Now, based on this, Tosafot has a question. Tosafot questions, seemingly, there should be a difference. The reason why you're not allowed to start, say, burn the Korban Pesach on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you're only allowed to burn when you're allowed to have benefit. For example, for eating purposes, for light purposes, for heating purposes. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to just light a fire. So I understand why you can't burn the Korban Pesach on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to benefit, you're not allowed to have pleasure from Kadashim that are being burnt. This Korban Pesach, when it's being burnt, you cannot have any, derive any pleasure. If it makes sense why you can't do it on Yom Tov. But Terumat Teme'at Tosfot says, you're allowed to benefit at the time that you're burning it. So therefore, just because you can't burn Korban Pesach, why should that affect Terumah? Let me burn it. Incidentally, I want to retract something that I said earlier in the Shi'ur. I told you, I'm not going to even say what I told you. It is a law from the Torah to burn Terumah Teme'ah. It's a law from the Torah to burn Terumah Teme'ah. But the Torah lets us know that if you're burning it, you can have pleasure at the time. So you want to read by that light at the time you're burning it. You want to enjoy the heat that's coming from it. So therefore, Tosfot asks, what's your proof from Korban Pesach? Just because you can't burn Korban Pesach on Yom Tov, that's because there's no derision of pleasure. However, Terumah, you can derive pleasure from it. So if you're able to burn it. So Tosfot gives two answers. The first answer he says from the Riva, the real reason why you're burning it, the terumat tameah, is because of the mitzvah. The hana'ah that you're allowed to have is a byproduct. That's a side point. Therefore, it's not the fact you're burning it to have hana'ah. No, you're burning it for the mitzvah to burn it. That's why you burn it. So that, by the way, hana'ah that you're allowed to have as a result of doing the mitzvah, that's considered not having hana'ah. That's considered you're doing it for the mitzvah. Therefore, you would not be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's not like a regular candle that you light to have pleasure. This, if you ask a person, what are you burning this for? It's because of the mitzvah. And that's not already a pregnant pleasure. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. It's not. Hana'ah comes secondary. Or according to the Ri has a different approach. He says, you're right. Really, you should be allowed to burn terumat tameah on Yom Tov. It's not like Korban Pesach. But you know what? Gezerah. We don't want you to do terumat tameah because you might come to do kadashim. So there's a big nafkeina between these two reasons. It sounds like, according to the first answer of Tosafot, it would be forbidden, let's say, from the Torah to burn terumat tameah, because by the way, you're making a fire on Yom Tov without a tzorech. That's the sunnah Torah. However, according to the second answer of Tosafot, it sounds like it's a gezerah. Really, terumat tameah is only forbidden because you might come to do Korban Pesach. In any event, that's the first source. Hamza Gamaran says, Abaye Amar. Abaye has another proof. Amar Kera, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. The Torah says, Olat Shabbat, we bring the Olat Shabbat, which is every day we bring a Korban Olah, including Shabbat. So Olat Shabbat, you bring the Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato, on its Shabbat. So the Gemara makes a diyuk from this pasuk and says, "Velo olat hol b'Shabbat," but you cannot bring the weekday olah on Shabbat. You can only bring the Shabbat olah on Shabbat. How would you bring the weekday olah on Shabbat? Meaning, let's say Friday's afternoon korban olah, you have to bring a korban olah Friday afternoon as well. Let's say it didn't get fully burnt yet on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to finish the burning of Friday's olah on Shabbat. That would be considered Olat Hol on Shabbat. The Torah says, no, Olat Shabbat be Shabbat. But not Olat Hol on Shabbat. Further, Velo Olat Hol be Yom Tov. And for that matter, Lo Olat Hol, you're not allowed to bring a weekday Olah on Yom Tov. For example, take a case of Yom Tov is on a Wednesday. And let's say, that means Tuesday night is Yom Tov. Tuesday afternoon you have your Korban Olah, and you didn't, Tuesday is Chol. You didn't finish the Olah, so you cannot bring that leftover of the Korban Olah of Chol on Yom Tov. So the Gemara is learning actually two limudim from this pasuk. Olah Shabbat b'Shabbato. Number one, you cannot bring Chol to Shabbat, nor can you bring Chol to Yom Tov. Actually, the Tosafot over here has a question, how could you learn two limudim from this pasuk? It says one thing, Olat Shabbat v'Shabbato, and you're learning two things. So Tosafot quotes different shitot that basically say that from this pasuk, they learn that when it says Olat Shabbat v'Shabbato, they learn that you're allowed to bring Korban Olah of one Shabbat to another Shabbat. What would that be? Olat Shabbat, b'Shabbat. You're allowed to bring one Olah of Shabbat to another Shabbat. Now, it doesn't mean a week later. It means, let's say Yom Tov is on Sunday. So, I would be allowed to bring the Olah of Shabbat. If there's leftovers, I could bring it into Sunday. So therefore, the pasuk is actually saying what you can do. So Olat Shabbat, b'Shabbat, you can bring the Shabbat to a different, implying it only from one Shabbat to another Shabbat, but not from, which means Shabbat to Yom Tov, but not Chol to Yom Tov. So that's the way the Gemara would make that diyuk. Shabbat to Yom Tov, mutar. Chol to Yom Tov, ne'asur. And what's the proof for us now? Once already you see that you cannot bring the Korban of Chol on Yom Tov, because it's not its day. It's not the time for it. So therefore, Rashi, let's read Rashi, Olat Chol, Kegon Ibre Tamid Shel Erev Yom Tov, like the case I told you, let's say you have the Korban Tamid, the bones of the Korban Tamid of Erev Yom Tov, Shelo Uktera Mebe'ajom, Now you weren't able to bring it on the Mizbeach, the Be'ojo from the day, and Ma'arinotam Mish'ashecha. You cannot bring them on the Mizbeach once it gets dark, once it's Yom Tov. Because Sheken Kadashim Pesulim, all the more so Kadashim that became Pasuj, it's all the more that's not its day. Which is here at least, it was, you know, you brought it on the right day, now you just need to, you know, put on the Mizbeach. No. So all the more so Teruma that became Temeha. What's it got to do with Yom Tov? This has nothing to do with Yom Tov. Just like the Korban of Chol, you can't bring on Yom Tov. So to Terumat Tebe'ah, you cannot burn on Yom Tov. So at least at this point, gentlemen, we have two biblical sources to tell us what? That you cannot bring Terumat, you cannot burn Terumat Tebe'ah on Yom Tov. Either it's from the Tanah de Behizkiyah, that brought from what? That brought from the Pasuk of Korban Pesach, Lo Tatinu Minu Ad Boker. The two ways we learn from Tosfot how to learn that derasha, either it's exactly like Korban Pesach, or it's a gizera atu Korban Pesach, atu Kadashim. And then you have the second derasha, it was said by Abaye, or that Shabbat Shabbatot teaches us that you cannot bring something from Erev Yom Tov to Yom Tov, so too you will not be allowed to bring Terumat Temeah, it's not specifically for the day of Yom Tov, would be Asur to burn. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.